Welcome everybody to this second short lesson on tithing. A real problem subject for many a Christian who hear from the pulpit demands that they tithe ahead of every other family expense. And indeed, it has been known that some ministers will demand that the faithful pay a tithe, else suffer the consequences of hell. What we tried to do last audio was to show that the nation of Israel paid tithes to the Levites. You'll find that in Numbers 18, verse 21. The Levites, among whom were the priests, they paid a tithe, or one-tenth of the tithe that they had received from the common people. The Levites' tithe went to the priests of the Levite tribe. Also, we found that every third year the Israelites had to tithe, and that tithe was to be consumed by the stranger, by the widower, by the fatherless, and by the Levites who lived among them. In other words, this third year tithe had to be eaten by the commoner in Israel. We also found in Deuteronomy 14, 22-29, that the Israelite also had to tithe annually to enable him to visit the place that God had chosen, where the tithe was used as gifts, but was also consumed in joyous celebration at the provision of God. In Malachi we saw that the tithe spoken in chapter 3 there was not the tithe of the common person, but in fact the tithe of the Levite, who was failing to bring his tithe to the priests, i.e. bringing all the crops, the flocks, into the storehouses in the temple. What we're talking about here is a system of taxes. Israel was a theocracy, a special people in a special land, and they paid around 25% per year in tithes, or we might like to call them taxes. We invited the listener to read Deuteronomy 28. It says in verse 1, "If you shall listen carefully to the voice of Jehovah your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you today, Jehovah your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth." This is God speaking to Israel, not you and me today, as members of the church which is his body. He said in verse 3, "You shall be blessed in the city and be blessed in the field. Your basket and your store shall be blessed. You shall be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Jehovah shall curse your enemies," verse 7, and so forth and so on. These promises cannot be transferred from the setting of a theocracy, God's redeemed people Israel in a special land, to the church which is his body scattered as basically Gentiles all around the world. If it is a command for us to tithe and expect the same blessing that God promised Israel, then we ought to observe Saturday from sunset Friday to sunset Saturday. But if we're going to do that, we need to also pay the redemption money for the firstborn that breaks the womb. And if we're going to do that, we also need to observe the seventh year, the Sabbath year, when we are not to work at all. And if we are to observe the Sabbath year, then we are also to observe the 49th year, which was a seventh, and the 50th year, which was the Jubilee. So on the 49th and 50th year, we should not be working. Now, is my listener beginning to appreciate the inconsistency of modern-day pastors and teachers and priests who demand that the faithful in the pews of the churches around the world, they have to tithe and then totally disregard every other command that God gave Israel? This is an abuse of the Bible which is immeasurable. We are not commanded to tithe. Israel were. The Levites were. We are to give cheerfully what we can afford. And as we saw in 1 Timothy 5 verse 8, we are to put our families first. As Christ said, we render to the government the taxes due. And when all that's done, when we can cheerfully give and support those that teach us in the word, then we do so cheerfully. And that does not mean a tithe. I hope these lessons on tithing have been helpful to you.